was very, very lucky. Because years ago, if you were disabled, you were shoved in the back room. And you pretended there wasn't anybody around. I mean, this gave us the front row. If if this independent living hadn't brought this out, the awareness, we would have still been, because some of the other places, they're still suffering. So we had some good people. We got the odd one who was to run the, which wasn't good enough, but it changed my life. Once or twice, yes, I have to admit that the girls are grown, I can't anymore. But I'm alive because of them. I was free. My gosh, I was free. I had girls that I wanted to come to help me. Do you want to go shopping? How lovely is that? Oh, yes, please. I could feel my own stuff and buy. Oh, look at that. I never got that chance. I mean, before I got ill, certainly. I said, he said, oh, that's cheap. I'll have two of those, you know, sort of, I don't know, chicken legs, whatever. Oh, bring me some cheese. You know, but I there's a collection of cheese. I can ask for a small piece for me. I never got that. And there was nothing wrong with me. I had a life of Riley. I slept. I ate. They allowed me to do this. And who was I? Nothing. But they did that. They gave me the independence. I didn't kill myself. They saved my life.